So-called peer-to-peer lenders have been around for several years now as a way of bypassing the banks by getting individuals with money to invest to lend to people who need it. Today they got a big boost from the government, which will now lend £110 million to small businesses via some of these lenders. One of them is called Zopa, and we can find out more from their founder, Giles Andrews. Hello, Giles.
Good evening.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how this scheme will work?
Well, the scheme will work by the government making a sum of money available to us and various other alternative finance providers on the basis that we match the funds that the government makes available. So we'll do that by matching our savers' money in individual loans to sole traders, in our case, for this small business lending. And the government will match the contribution made by our savers.
And I suppose the idea for the government is that the banks won't get involved, so their reluctance to lend at the moment won't be a factor.
I mean, they've made a sum of money available similarly to the banks through the Funding for Lending scheme, but I think they're sharing the frustration that everybody shares, that the banks simply aren't lending, so they're trying something new, which I applaud.
It's a big vote of confidence for peer-to-peer lenders, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, I think it's really exciting news.
And you were the first one to launch here back in 2007. How much has the industry grown since then?
Well, we've lent £250 million now, and I think the UK peer-to-peer industry itself is probably approaching 400 million. So still pretty small compared to banking, but growing really fast. So the industry as a whole is growing about 100% a year. So we're seeking to become pretty major competitors there anytime soon.
I mean, the industry isn't currently regulated. It will be soon. But do you think that's been part of the problem? Not problem, but do you think that's why it hasn't grown more quickly?
Well, I think regulation will provide a helpful increase in trust from consumers. So we've been lobbying as an industry for regulation for a couple of years now. So actually this news is sort of coming thick and fast because we got the news about regulation last week and we got this news today. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. And I think consumers will welcome the regulation because I think ultimately consumers trust regulated entities more than unregulated.
And just briefly, Giles, what will that mean in practice, the fact that you'll be regulated?
Well, we'll have to work with the FCA over the next year or so in establishing, forgive the jargon, but a proportionate set of regulations. So they're very keen. We've had lengthy conversations with the Treasury and we'll shortly be meeting the FCA. They're very keen not to provide a set of regulations that kills what's an exciting and growing sector, but will provide a set of principles that are based really around ensuring consumers are looked after and the businesses put consumers at their heart.
Okay, thank you very much, Giles Andrews from Zopa. And just to let you know, Simon, that
yes,
the other lenders involved in this government scheme are Boost, Funding Circle and Credit Asset Management.